The View from Planet Nancy.
Hello, I'm Nancy Casey. Imagine the Hotel Infinity, a hotel with an infinite number of rooms. Don't try to imagine how it was built, or which room numbers are down which corridors. You don't need to guess how big of a foundation it has to be on, how many stories it is tall, or how many sub-basements it has. You can do without the parking garage. Just imagine the hotel. Always a vacancy. An infinite number of rooms. Now imagine that the hotel is full. Don't worry about the nationalities and cultures, or who's in the bar and who's at the swimming pool. Forget the ratio of children to adults, whether or not there are pets. Don't ask how many days it took to check all the people in. Just imagine that the infinitely many rooms in the hotel are full. Somebody walks into the lobby and wants a room. What do you do? Easy. You get everyone in the hotel to move to a different room. Never mind how grumpy they are or how long it takes. You just get everyone in the hotel to move to the room with the next number up. The people in 99 go to 100. The folks in 240 go to 241. The people in 46,006,007 go to 46,006,008. As soon as the people in room 1 go to room 2, room 1 will be empty. That's where you put the new guest. Pretty soon, everyone has settled back down and gone off to sleep in the infinitely big hotel with infinitely many people in it. If you can build one hotel that's infinitely big, you can certainly build another. It could fill up with infinitely many people the same way the first one did. If you put wheels on it, it turns into a bus. And if that bus pulls into the parking lot of the Hotel Infinity where all the rooms are still full, now what are you going to do? It's a simple matter of picking up people and putting them down somewhere else. Get everyone to double their room number and move into that room instead. The people in 100 go to 200. The folks in 241 go to 482. And those people over in 46,006,008 will meander off to 92,012,016. When the shuffling is done, all the rooms with the odd numbers will be empty, and that'll turn out to be just the right number of rooms for all of the people on the infinitely full bus to fit into. That's a famous little math story, sometimes called Hilbert's Hotel, after David Hilbert, who invented it to help explain the mathematical theory of the infinite put forth by George Cantor. There are many who will say that this was one of the most important ideas of the 20th century. The point being, once you get to infinity, arithmetic as we know it is gone. There's plenty of room inside of infinity to add things, even infinitely many things, and it doesn't get any bigger than infinity. Twice as big as infinity is still infinity. Half of infinity is infinity. That's why Brian Greene, author of Fabric of the Cosmos, says the universe gets really messy if it's infinite. If you shrink it in half, it's still infinite. Shrink it to half that, and it isn't any less infinite. Even if you shrink it infinitely many times, it will still be infinite. And how can you ever get a big bang out of something like that? That's The View from Planet Nancy. Thank you for listening. I'll see you in orbit.
Transcripts of this and other editions of The View from Planet Nancy are available at authornancycasey.com, where you can also sign up for a podcast and leave your comments. The View from Planet Nancy is produced with help from Radio Free Moscow in Moscow, Idaho, and at krfp.org. Music by Kevin MacLeod.